Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. I have Kathy Copendean. Kathy is the co-president of the Regatta Association 2015. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Glad to have you here in the studio.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And I also have Hal Nauman. Hal is the chair of the Boat Parade. Hi, Hal.
Good morning.
Very glad to have you here. As well as Josh McConnell. Josh is the announcer for the Boat Parade. Hi, Josh.
Hi. How are you doing?
Excellent. Doing really well. Maybe we should talk a teeny bit about what regatta means. Regatta is actually 17th century Italian. It means to contend, and it's used in association with a boat race. So regatta means essentially a boat race. So this entire celebration, which a lot of people think about, I know when I think about regatta, I think about the land parade, but really the focus needs to be on the boat parade, the water, their races, and this year they're really trying to focus on the boat parade, and they want people who have boats to register online at estuaryregatta.com and be part of the boat parade, which is happening Saturday, August 8th at 5:30. So the theme this year is Rockin' on the River, and before we start talking about overall regatta things, let's learn a little bit about our guests. So Kathy, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, where to start? I was born and raised in Astoria, went to school at Astoria High School, and moved away for a number of years. I just moved back about 3 years ago and immediately got involved in the regatta. And this is something that's been near and dear to my heart. I grew up with the regatta. I've ridden in the boat parade on my father's boat, the trolley, a commercial boat, and I've been in the land parade and the kiddies parade, of course, every year. And we spent days decorating our trikes and our bikes and dragging our pets out and putting bows on them and walking in the parade. This has always been a huge festival for us. And with my father being a commercial fisherman, the river and the water, the fishing industry has always been an integral part of our lives growing up.
Yes, I think when we think of regatta, we think about a community-wide celebration of, you know, the water and the boats, and it's just a festive time in the entire town of Astoria.
Very true. Not just Astoria, though, the entire county.
Really?
Right. It's the entire county. We want to encompass the South County. We have princesses generally from Seaside, from Napa, sometimes from Jewel even. So it's a community-wide area, community-wide event, but it's a large community.
So even though it is called the Estuary Regatta, it really involves everyone.
Right.
And I think you said that there have been some people say regatta and some people say regatta. I think regatta is probably the appropriate thing to say.
But right.
Anyway.
I catch myself saying regatta, yet most of my friends and family growing up here, they say regatta. So and either one works. We all know what we're talking about.
That's exactly right. Okay. Thank you so much, Kathy. And Hal, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Good morning. My wife, Suzanne, and I moved out here in 1972 from Denver. It was a hot August night. We were sitting in the backyard of our house in Denver, and we thought, we want to go someplace where we can sail boats on deep water. We had this fantasy, and we came out here, and the fantasy has been every bit what we expected it to be. 40 years we've spent sailing boats in this Pacific Northwest and just loving every second of it. Not loving every second of it. Sometimes it was pretty scary, but
How did you learn about boats? I mean, if you're in Denver, obviously there are lakes in Colorado and all of that. But were you all sailors to begin with? Or did you just say, we want to learn to do this?
No, we just both had this fantasy that we wanted to be sailors on the deep water. We had no idea what it meant or what it was going to take. And so we thought, well, let's go do it. And here we are.
So you picked that story because of the Columbia River.
Well, no, we picked that story because there was a job here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the practical things work with fantasies and practicality can work together. Yeah. All right. So you moved here for a job.
Yeah, and then we just started sailing, racing.
Now, how did you learn? I mean, the Astoria Yacht Club, I know, is very active here, but was the Astoria Yacht Club, and I don't know how long they've actually been around, but when you moved here, did you just get involved with Astoria Yacht Club, and how did you know how to educate yourself about sailing?
Well, actually, we first moved to Newport on Yaquina Bay, and then we thought, okay, now we need to learn how to sail. So we went out and got a sailboat.
I see. Oh, well, that's
and
okay.
Took it out and tipped it over a couple of times, a dinghy, and it was a terrifying experience. So tip a dinghy over in this water. But we just kept at it. Pretty soon we got pretty good at it.
All right. So you're a sailor. You all still sail?
Oh, yeah. My Sea Scout group, which Josh is a big part of, we own this beautiful 32-foot Ericsson that was given to us, and so that's the boat we sail now.
Yes, and we should tell people about Sea Scouts if some people don't know about that. We can do that, yeah. Actually, we could just do that right now. Why don't you explain what Sea Scouts is?
Well, Sea Scouts are a part of the Boy Scout organization. We're a splinter of the Boy Scout organization. Two major differences, though. One is these are for young men and women, 14 and older, because it is a co-ed group. Even though it's a Boy Scout organization, it is indeed co-ed, and we are recruiting young women and adult women leaders.
Okay, yeah. So if you're over 14, then you can become a Sea Scout, and you have weekly meetings where you actually take a sailboat out?
Well, we have weekly meetings, and we try and get our boat off the dock once a week, yeah.
Okay, so that's how you learn to sail, and that's how you met Josh.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, Josh McConnell, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born in Portland, and then I moved back down here, and then... I guess it was about a couple months later or something, then I got adopted. And I'm the president of the Sea Scout group. I enjoy being out there on the water, even sometimes when it scares the heck out of us. We're actually getting ready to do an overnight cruise here. the weekend after regatta, which is the 14th and the 15th, is our overnight cruise.
How many Sea Scouts are there right now, Josh?
We have about 7 active.
I've recommended them. I've recommended Sea Scouts because I knew a neighbor's son was involved with Sea Scouts and loved the program. So if you know of someone, you have a child, 14, what's the age group, 14 to?
14 through 21.
14 through 21.
Till the 21.
Okay, 14 to 21. So if you know somebody, Ski Scouts is a great organization for, especially right here, we've got the water, you've got this beautiful sailboat, and you can educate people about proper boat safety and get them out on the water. So how do people reach you about Sea Scouts, by the way?
503-791-2830.
Okay, and I'll leave that number here at the station after the program. So, all right. So, Josh, and you've been announcing the boat parade for the last couple of years.
Yes, this is my second year announcing the boat parade.
Excellent. All right, before we begin talking about why it's such an important thing to move regatta consciousness back on the water and to boats, although it's wonderful that we have all the things happening on land too, let's talk a little bit about what regatta has been over these last 120 years and what the theme is this year and what's going to be happening. So Kathy, why don't you fill us in a little bit on that?
Somehow the regatta has veered away from the water, and it's been a gradual process, I'm sure, but we're trying to bring it back to the water. That's where it started, and that's the most important part of it as far as I'm concerned. We also have the land parade, though, and the kiddies parade and sailboat races. We have an Admiral's reception on Friday night. We have an amazing court, and those girls are vying for the title of queen, and that coronation is Thursday night. And those girls represent this entire area throughout public events, parades, everything for months on end, and the queen goes on and represents us for the entire year. So it's a huge event, and I can't say enough good about our court. They're excuse me, they're absolutely fantastic women.
How many? Okay, so there are. So the actual Regatta Queen's coronation reception is Thursday, August 6th at 6 p.m. at the Liberty Theater, and so these are these high school seniors or juniors? Because there are how many princesses do you have?
This year we have four princesses. Generally, it's about four. We have had more in the past. And they're juniors when they apply.
Okay.
And are chosen. And we chose these princesses last spring. And so they've been representing us for months now.
Yes, and you know, I was at an Astoria Historic Downtown Association meeting last month, and the Regatta princesses were there, and they have to educate themselves about some Astoria history. And then they give a little talk, I don't know, a few minutes, 5 minutes or something, about something people may not know about the history of Astoria or about the Regatta. And they just did a marvelous job. It was really fun because, they dive into, because they have to learn this speech.
Right, right.
To give.
And the subject is changed every year, the topic. And this year, my co-president, Kevin Leahy, and I picked the topic, and it's Astoria and music and the Regatta for decades. And one girl is talking about the 40s, another the 50s, another the 60s, and another the 70s. And so they've been intriguing speeches, and I've learned so much from each and every one of them.
And doesn't Regatta have its own float that goes all around to different towns and communities throughout the Northwest?
It does. And we've been in six parades this year already, and we've won prizes in every single one. It's wonderful. We have a fantastic float crew, and it's very creative. It's gorgeous, and the girls and the float just represent the area so well.
Now, I remember there was one year that had a column on it. Do you change the, change the float, or is the float the same every year, or you change it every year?
It's changed every year.
Changed every year. That's a lot of work. Okay.
It is.
So, and the float will be in the land parade. So Thursday, August 6th is the Queen's coronation and reception at the Liberty. And then Friday, there's a, at 11 a.m. on Friday, August 7th, there's a Seaman's Memorial at Maritime Memorial Park.
Right. And that's a very inspirational ceremony. I guess you could call it a ceremony. It's very moving. It's done to honor those who give their lives to the sea and in many cases have been lost at sea. And we have Coast Guard participation, and It's a very nice event, and that's down at the Maritime Park.
And then
my scout boat with my scouts are going to be at that event off with our big sailboat.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so the Sea Scouts will be at the Seaman's Memorial ceremony at 11 on Friday, August 7th. Okay, excellent. This is all open to the public, all free. And then what about at 6 p.m.? There's an Admiral's reception at the Liberty Theater, and that's Friday, August 7th also. Is that a ticketed event, or how does that work?
It's not ticketed. We did send out some invitations, and it's basically open to the public, though.
Okay.
We would like to have RSVPs, and you can do that online, www.astoriaregatta.com. And that's basically so we have a general idea of head count. We're going to have local restaurants doing signature appetizers, and there'll be wine and beer and coffee. And it's basically mingling and getting to know our dignitaries and having a chance to visit with your fellow community members.
Excellent. All right. That's the Admiral's Reception. And then Saturday, all kinds of things happen on Saturday. At 12 noon is the Grand Land Parade in downtown Astoria.
Right.
And people can sign up for that. It's free. You can go to the Astoria Regatta website. And if you have an old car, if you have a, I mean, are you looking for particular kinds of entries?
Convertibles.
Convertibles.
Yes.
You need convertibles.
For some reason, we don't have that many convertibles in this area. I'm not sure why.
It might have something to do with rain.
We love to have more convertibles. Okay. We have dignitaries. We have some beautiful young women who need rides in cars. So
this is a call out. If you have a convertible or know someone has a convertible, the Astoria Regatta Land Parade really needs you to participate. Please get in touch with them. And is the best way to just go onto the website, or should they call?
Go on the website and register. There was also a news release in the newspaper last night, I believe.
I saw that.
And
yes.
It has contact information as well.
Okay, excellent. Definitely. So the Grand Land Parade is at 12 noon. That's always a lot of fun. The Coast Guard helicopter flies over, and there's just this buzz of excitement all over town. And then after that, it's Regatta Square, right?
Right. And this year, Regatta Square is in Heritage Square. On 12th Street between Duane and Exchange. And that's going to be our headquarters this year. We're moving the Free Kids Fun Zone from the Maritime Museum to the Regatta Square. Everything's going to be in that one area. So you're not running all over town trying to catch all these events. And we'll have the salmon and burger barbecue there. We have a beer garden. We will have some vendors. And we also have the main stage, and that's going to be filled with entertainment. And the Regatta Square is open from 11 in the morning until 5 p.m. And I feel like I'm missing something.
So that's right next to the Garden of Surging Waves.
Right.
Is where Regatta Square will be. So after the parade, then people can just amble down. They can have, you have your salmon barbecue, you have entertainment. You're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And we're talking today about the 121st Astoria Regatta, taking place August 5th, which is next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, through the 9th. And all the events that are happening, and this year's focus on the river and on boats. And we're going to be talking about the why that's so important in a few minutes. My guests in the studio are Kathy Copen-Dean. She is the co-president of Regatta Association 2015. We also have Hal Nauman. Hal is chair of the boat parade. And Josh McConnell, who is the announcer of the boat parade and a very proud Sea Scout. Let's see. Let's look at this. We have after Regatta Square, then Saturday night. It's not Saturday night. It's Saturday evening. Oh, whoa. There is a 3 o'clock p.m. celebration honoring former Mayor Willis Van Dusen at Regatta Square. That is very exciting.
It is. It really is. It'll be fun. And the city of Astoria is providing cake for everyone.
Okay. All right. So definitely Regatta Square on Saturday. 3 p.m., a celebration honoring former Mayor Willis Van Dusen. That's definitely a must. And then here is the real reason Regatta started in the first place. Well, it's the parade, but it's races, too. But we'll talk about the races, Hal. At 5:30 p.m., what is the High Water Boat Parade on Saturday, August 8th? Where does it start? What happens?
Well, all participants will get specific directions, but fundamentally, participants of the parade will gather somewhere between quarter after 5 and 5:30 just outside of the West End Mooring Basin, which is what most people recognize as the old Red Lion Motel, now the Riverwalk.
Right.
Everybody will have a place, will be assigned a place in line, just like a regular land parade. the lead boat will be the bar pilot boat. The pilot boat, Astoria, and that will have the court on board.
The queen and princesses, she will already have been crowned, so the queen and the princesses mm-hmm. will be on the Astoria pilot boat leading the boat parade.
And at 5:30, as close to as on the dot as we can make it, the Astoria will start moving east, moving up the river. And all the other boats will fall in behind in their assigned spots. To a point up near the Maritime Museum, then the Astoria will stop and hold its position, hold her position. The other boats will continue around the Astoria, and as they're passing the Astoria, they will be judged by the
court.
By the court.
The court will judge the boat parade, and you need more entries. Someone has a boat, you need more boats to be part of the boat parade.
Come on down.
Because you typically have about maybe a dozen-ish or 15, and this year you'd really like to have more. And so, again, you can either call Hal if you have a boat and want to be part of the boat parade, or you can go onto the website and register, right? And it's free.
Go online, register, and then I will get back to you. I'll let you know that I have your registration. And then here in a few days, I'm going to be contacting people with the specific information about where their boat will be in the parade and all this other stuff.
Okay. And so there are these award categories. The Queen's Choice Overall, the Best of Power, Best of Sail, Best of Classic, Best of Commercial. Mm. I'm not sure exactly what all of those terms mean since I'm not a sailor myself. However, people bring out their sailboats and their powerboats, right? Any kind of boat, really.
Yeah.
And they decorate them.
Yeah.
With what maybe is it, do they have to be decorated with this theme, Rocket on the River, or can they just decorate in any way they wish?
I guess it would be best if they used the theme,
But what does Rocket on the River mean? That's a very broad category.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a lot of options with that.
So, in some of the commercial boats, especially some of the very specialized boats, may or may not have any decoration. It may not be appropriate. The
sure.
sheriff's boat isn't, you know, may not be a, which is going to be in the parade.
What's going to be in the parade?
The sheriff's boat.
Oh, the sheriff's boat.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The Port of Astoria is, I forget what the name of the boat is, but it's a little fireboat. It's got a we're hoping that they're using that water cannon the whole.
Mm-hmm. All right, really demonstrating what the fireboat does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on the commercial boats, my instructions to the commercial fleet is that demonstrate as much of that gear as makes sense in the confines of a parade. You know, it wouldn't make any sense to put out the nets or put the outriggers down, but somehow demonstrate as much gear as you can.
Okay. All right. And I think that Kathy mentioned earlier that one of the challenges is that a lot of the commercial fishermen are in Alaska right now.
Right.
They're not here, so their boats aren't here. But really, regatta does mean, you know, essentially a boat race, but a boat parade is obviously part of the reason that you have, you know, regatta in the first place, too, is to let people see the kinds of boats that are out on the river, which a lot of times people may not see up close. And the boat races that are actually sailing races, those are being organized by the Astoria Yacht Club, correct? So the boat races happen on Saturday and Sunday, and those are typically in the afternoon from 12 on?
I believe what's going to happen is that at the skipper's meeting, they will say, well, be out there at noon and be ready to start racing whenever the race committee says it's time to race, because everybody will sit around and wait for this wind to build.
I see. And where will this start? Where will people be able to see the boat races?
Okay. On Saturday, they're making an effort to have the race above the bridge.
Okay, in front of the town of Astoria.
Yeah.
The boat races will be happening.
And so it's really fun to watch. The boats will charge the docks and tack away, and it'll be really pretty cool.
Okay.
On Sunday, though, the race will be moved back downriver below the bridge where the wind really pipes up in the afternoon.
Okay. Are you going to be racing?
No. We've got Josh and I just have too much other stuff going on.
Oh, sure you do. You're involved with all of this. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back for a second to this boat parade on Saturday, August 8th at 5:30. Josh, you will be announcing at the Maritime Museum.
Yes, I will.
There will be bleachers at the Maritime Museum.
Correct.
Because the actual judging, so if you want to go down to the Maritime Museum at Well, 5:30 is the boats will come probably around maybe 6-ish or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be a flood tide, so the boats will have a nice easy trip up.
Okay. And then you can actually sit on the bleachers, bring your family down to the Maritime Museum Saturday evening and watch the boats circle the pilot boat where the Queen and her court will be, and then they'll be making the judging going on. Okay, that's great. On Sunday, there's a Ducky Derby. I mean, all of this is, of course, on the Estuary Regatta website. And we just have a few minutes left, so what would you like the listening audience to know before we end the program, Kathy?
I would love, excuse me, I would love to hear, I mean, to see good participation from the entire area, because we have so many events going on, and it's going to be a great place to meet new friends, visit with your old friends. It's also second Saturday art walk after the boat parade, and the beer garden will close at 5, but we have so many wonderful restaurants to hit and stores to shop. We have a major shopping fair going on and with the downtown merchants. And don't forget the fireworks. We have fireworks this year. We almost canceled it, but we had such participation from everyone, and we are able to do the fireworks again this year.
Will that be around Pier 39 again? Where will they
yes.
be?
Yes, that will be shot off by Pier 39, yes.
Okay, all right. So fireworks on Saturday night. And so really a very full, exciting weekend.
It will be.
Activities.
All yes.
right. And Hal, what would you like the listening audience to know before we end the program?
Two things. One, if you have a boat, we would love to have you out there. Go online. We need to have you signed up, registered, so I know where to put you in the parade.
In the parade.
How many people are going to be there?
It's all right. Well, convertibles. we know the regatta needs convertibles for the land parade. We want more participation in the boat parade, for sure. That's really essential, because it is a water celebration. Mm-hmm. And Josh, anything you'd like the listening audience to know?
If you guys show up for the boat parade, have a fun time out there. I know I'll have a fun time with the announcing part.
Good, yes. And again, Sea Scouts, such an important thing. So if you have a boat, whether it's a little power boat, whether it's any kind of boat really pretty much can go in the boat parade, Hal?
Well, they should be a power boat that is able to keep up with the fleet. But if someone wants to take a shot at paddling their kayak, and it's we'll put them in there.
They'll have
we'll
to paddle pretty fast,
and we'll see what happens. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Okay, exactly. All right. So you can reach Hal. Why don't you just give your phone number one more time, since you are kind of the hot banana who's dealing with the boat parade.
503-791-2830.
Okay. Bring your boat out to Regatta, and if you have a convertible, please think about donating. This is a wonderful community-wide celebration of the river and of boats and water and fishing and all of those things that make this area so unique. Thank you so much for being here, and I love Regatta. I'm excited about it happening. And much gratitude to our engineer, Terry Wilson, and also local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Today, take a deep breath with gratitude and then focus on all the good things in your life, the things that are working. There will always be those things that aren't working. And if the news is making you unhappy, take a news break. You will be amazed how much peace will come into your life if you don't listen to all the negativity sometimes. And then focus on feeling good, on the blessings that you have in your own life, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment. Past is over. Future is not here. Right now, right now. Take that deep breath. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself on this amazing planet we call Earth.